Okay, we begin together a new perek, the 21st perek of Shabbos. So we are we're heading there. There's only 24 prakim, so we're getting there. Started way back in whatever month it was, Baruch Hashem, day by day. Says the Mishnah, Kuf Mem Aleph Amabes. No to Adam Espino Eben Biyado. A person could carry a child, and with the child holding a stone in their hand. Says the Mishnah, that's okay. It's not called, or maybe for some reason it's mutter, even if it is called, a carrying muksa. Even though the child is holding a dvar muksa, muksa machmas gufo, a stone, but the father, or whoever it is allowed to hold the child. Vikakalo evan besocha, or a basket with a stone inside the basket. Umetaltalin, truma temeya, im hatahorav, im achulin. And one is allowed to be metaltel. Tamei Truma with Tahar Truma or with Chulin. Again, Truma Temeya is Muksa, because Truma Temeya has no usage on Shabbos or Yantif. Truma Tahora, Kohen is allowed to eat. Truma Temeya, he is not allowed to eat. We assume that Truma Temeya has to be burned, but you can't burn it. We had earlier in the Masech that you can't burn it on Shabbos or Yantif. Even on Yantif, you're not allowed to burn it, because we had the whole discussion of Achshavei in the past. But that's what makes Truma Temeya Muksa. Says the Mishnah, though, that even though it is Muksa, if it's in a basket with Tahar Truma or Chulin, just plain food that Yisrael is allowed to eat, you're still allowed to be metaltalit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Malanas Abedua Be'echadumeya. Rabbi Yehuda says a seemingly non-connected statement, but it's put in our Mishnah, that not only a tiltal discussion, but even if you have what is called Meduma. Meduma is, if you have some truma that fell into chulin, and there isn't 100 chulin to be mevatel, the one of truma, you have to have 100 to 1 to be mevatel it. If you have less than that, then the whole entire mixture is called meduma, and it is only mutter for kohanim to eat that, because the truma is not batel. If it... that's if it's less than 100 to 1. But if it is 100 to 1, which is the case that the Mishnah is talking about, so then the Truma is Batel, but there's a Didrabanan that you have to take off one and give it to the Kohen. Even though the whole mixture is Batel, but it's that's called Ma'alit as a Meduma, you're allowed to be Ma'alit, take off the one to give to the Kohen, Be'echadumeya, if you have 101. I mean, if you have you had 100 Chulin with the one, that was parallel to the Truma. So that is the Mishnah. By the way, Rashi points out that the first part of the Mishnah, that you're allowed to carry a child or a kalkala, Rashi has the word bechatzer, meaning we're not talking about a hotzah issue here. The whole issue here is a tiltal muksa issue, and that's what is mutter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, hoti tidok chai, v'kis tali b'tzavaro, chai b'shub kis. Tidok meis v'kis tali b'tzavaro pater. Says Rava, two statements. Number one, if somebody carries out a child, a live child, and he has a kiss, he has a purse hanging around his neck, then you are chayiv for carrying out, now this is a hotzah issue, you are chayiv for carrying out the purse of money. What about the child? Says Rava, you're not chayiv for that. Tinok meis v'kis tali b'tzavaro, but if somebody carries out a dead baby, Rechmana Litzlan, and kiss tali lo b'tzavaro, and the kiss is around his neck, then you're pater for everything. So the Gemara is going to analyze the statement of Rava. Tino chai v'kis tala b'savaro, chai mishum kis, says Rava that if you carry out a baby, a live baby, a tinok, or a child, a toddler, and the kids are at his neck, you chai for the pocket, for the kiss, for the purse, but chai v'chai v'chai tinok, why are you chai for the baby? Why are you only chai for the purse, the kiss? So the right answer is Rava karim nasin svirale. No, Rava held like Rav Nassan, like the Gemara we had earlier on Tzadik Hei and Tzadik Dalid, that Chaynos Yitzatzvo, literally an alive person carries themselves, and therefore if you carry out a live person, so then we say that's not Asa D'Araisa, that's only Asa D'Rabbanan, because of the principle of Chai no se atzmo. It's like the Chai is carrying himself, so it kind of works into like a case of Shnayim Shesa'uhu. Just like we learned, if two people could do a malacha, if one person could do a malacha and two people do it, so then they're putter. Like, let's say if me and you carry out a pencil together to Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be putter, because that's called unusual, that's Shnayim Shesa'uhu. So too, Chai no se atzmo, we say is a putter, and that's why you're not chayiv for carrying out the tinok, you're only chayiv for carrying out the kiss. So says the Rav of Levata kiss lagabi tinok, so why don't we say that you're putter for the kiss also, for the purse? Why? Because it should be batel lagabi the tinok, it's secondary. Milotan, didn't we learn in the Mishnah earlier, as a chayiv amita, if you carry out an alive person on a bed, putter afalamita, shavit tefillalo, that you're putter for the person because of chayiv as asbo, but you're also putter for the bed, because the bed is secondary to the person. So why in our case are you chayiv for the kiss, while in that case you're putter for the mita? Says the Gemara, no, you can't compare the two cases. Mita legabi chai mevatli lei. A bed to a person, that's called secondary. It's not just a din of primary and secondary, but it's a din of the mita is servicing the person. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the mita is servicing the person. So that's where it can be batel. Not just if something is secondary, but if it's servicing the person, so then it's batel. But but the kiss by the tinok's neck, that's what he's playing with, something he wants there, but it's not mavutal to the tinok, and therefore you'd be chayiv on the kiss, even though you'd be pater on the mita. If he can't walk, we're not talking about a case where he can't walk. That's what we mentioned last time about kafus. He's on a bed, it doesn't mean that he can't walk. But it's chayiv, so let's remember something that we did then. So if you remember the Gemara then, there's a somewhat of a problem here which Tosfos asks. The Gemara here said, "I be chai for the tidok." The Gemara said, "Don't worry, Rava holds like Rav Nasa, the chai no se asmo." If you remember back in that Gemara, there were three cases that we spoke about by chai no se asmo. There was a case that everybody agreed we do say it, everybody agreed we don't say it, and machlokas. Everybody agreed we do say chai no se asmo by people, by older people that are able to walk themselves. A. Everybody agreed you don't say chayinothiyat atzmo by kafus. If somebody's tied down and they can't walk, then you don't say chayinothiyat atzmo, according to everybody. The machlokas there was, do you say chayinothiyat atzmo by animals? That was the machlokas between Reb Nassan and the Chachamim. Reb Nassan said, even by Bali Chaim you say chayinothiyat atzmo, and by the Chachamim say that you don't say chayinothiyat atzmo by animals. That was the Gemara that we had in the Fsadak Dalar with Aleph. If that's the case, asks Tosfos over there, Daf Sadek Dalet, what do you do with our Gemara? What does our Gemara say? We're talking about a kid. We're not talking about a baby. It's a bno. It doesn't say tinok. The Gemara itself also mentions tinok. But tinok, lav dafka, means a baby. And even there, the Gemara doesn't mention a baby specifically. It says animals. So Tosfos says, why should it only be according to Reb Nassan? The Gemara there says Reb Nassan and the Chachamim only argue about animals, not about people. So Tosfos' answer is, like what Yoni just suggested, maybe the point is, a tinok, a baby, has the same status as animals, because the whole issue of animals was b'sharbati nafshe, they make themselves difficult in order to carry, therefore maybe a child does that too. That's Tosfos' Ha'ara, that even though that Gemara seems to say that the only machlokas between Rav Nassan and the Chachamim is by animals, but by people everybody agrees, chai no se es atzmo, says Tosfos over there, that the katan ki behemah dami, the child is like a behemah, therefore there's machlokas there too, between Rav Nassan and the Chachamim, and that's why the Gemara here specifically says, k'rav Nassan sfir lei, that chai no se es atzmo, the Chachamim would not agree. Okay, we'll get back to that point in a couple of minutes when we get to a Rashi on the next Amud. Three lines from the bottom. The second half of Rava's statement. Tinok mace v'kis toli lo b'tzavaro patur. Rava said if you have a tinok mace and a kiss on his neck, then you're patur for everything. So there is no chayno se'ez asma there. So v'lachayef bishub tinok, why aren't you chayef for carrying out the baby? Because the baby's dead. So Rava krib shibit sfir alei. No, Rava hold like krib shibit to amar kol malacha she'ezvich l'gufa patur alei. That any malacha that you're not doing for the purpose that was done in the Mishkan, that's what Shitas Tosfos, how he understands that principle, Pater Olay, you're Pater. And therefore here you're carrying, usually you're carrying a mace not out because you want it there, which is the reason they did Hotzah Bizmana Mishkan, because they wanted the object there, but you don't want it here. So if you're doing that because you don't want it here, that is a Malachash Nesuich HaLagufa, and therefore you will be Pater. So Rava holds like Rav Shimon, you'll be Pater. That's why you're Pater on the Tinok. What about the kiss? Why are you Pater on the kiss? So again, Rashi here says, because it's he's so bitter, he's so upset about the child, he's not dealing with anything that's on the child, he's just taking the child out, and he's not machshiv anything, any object on the child at that moment. That's why it's batel to the child, and you're pater on that too. Tanaz, that was all Rava's statement and the Gemara's explanation of Rava. So now we're going to relate this to our Mishnah. That's why it's brought here. Tanaz says the Mishnah, Nota Adam Espinova Evan Miyado. Our Mishnah says that a person is allowed to carry a child with a stone in his hand. Mashma from our Gemara, mashma from our Mishnah, that if you're carrying the child with the stone in his hand, it's not as if you're directly holding the stone. That's why it's mutter. That's what we're medayeh from the Mishnah. Because you're holding the child, who is holding the stone, but it's mutter, mashma, that you're not holding the stone. So Kasha on Rava says the Gemara, because the Gemara says here that if you're carrying out a tinok chai, who's holding a kiss, you're chai for the kiss. Doesn't that sound like you're directly, it's like it says directly holding the kiss? And yes, the Gemara here is comparing two different halachos. The Gemara, the halacha in the Mishnah is about muksa, and the halacha of Rava is about tiltul, about hotza'ah. But the Gemara, at least in this sense, is comparing it. In one case, it seems like it's considered you're directly holding it. In one case, it appears like it's you're not directly holding it. So says the Gemara, Amri debei Rav Yanai, betidok yishlo gagun al aviv. No, you know why in the Mishnah it's allowed? Really, it is as if you're directly holding the muksa item. But you know what? The kid has such gaguim. He really wants his father to carry him. And if he doesn't, the father does not carry him, it's going to cause him to get sick. Not deathly sick, Rashi here says, but at least sakanas choli. Right? He's going to get pretty sick because the father's going to leave and he's going to scream and scream and scream and be so upset. And he's even going to get himself sick. So that is why, even though it might be considered that it's as if you're holding the Dvar Muksa itself, but the Chachamim, when not gozer Muksa in that case, b'makom choli. Says the Gemara that ihachi, if it's true that if there's a tzorich, you would be allowed to carry the child because you don't want it to get sick. So my Arya Evan, afilu Deuteronomy. So why does the Mishnah only talk about the child holding a stone? What happened if the child is holding some money? So Alama Amar Rava, why did Rava say Loshanu Ela Evan? Only by a stone does the Mishnah have that allowance. Aval Diner Aser. So why would a dinar be more usser than a stone? They're both muksa machmas gufo. They're both inherently muksa. And if the whole issue is the child's going to get sick, so then let the father carry the child who's holding the dinar also, not just the stone. Skamari answers no. You're right in terms of there is a tzorich, but by a dinar there's also counter pressure from the other side. Evan, enough, la la. By a stone, if the stone falls out of the child's hand, lo asya vula suya dinar. If the stone falls out, the father's going to say, okay, we'll get another one later, it'll be okay. So the father's not going to go pick it up. It's a rock, there are plenty of rocks. Dinar, enough, but by dinar, by money, we're worried that if the child takes it out and it drops, the father's going to want the money, he's going to go pick it up and carry it, dalanamas and shusar rabin. So that is why, yes, on the one hand, there's this pressure telling you, be materit, because you don't want the child to get sick. But chazah, we're not ready to mater that. Is to drabanan, but makam choli, in a case where they're worried that you might violate a nisa daraisa, where you might carry the dinar daladamas of rishis arabim. Interesting machlokas we shown him here. Rashi here says, top Rashi, asil asuye, v'tamilamishim tiltuhu, right? That now, the reason that you can't carry the dinar is not because of tiltul, that it's as if you're carrying the child, because we might matter that even, because that would be, Mishum Choli. Dafi Loksa Biyadov, Atira Bale Baraglav Asarle, Rava. Says Rashi, that no, Rava would even answer you holding the child's hand. And you're not even holding the child if the child's carrying out holding money. Unbelievable. So in a case without an Erev, Rashi says, according to Rava, holding your child's hand and the child is holding a Dvar Muksa of money that you would care about and want to pick up, that's also mean to Rabbana to do that. Because you worried that the child, the dinar might drop and you would carry the dinar at Dalanamas versus Rav. The Ramban here quotes Rashi and does not accept it. He says, what do you mean? We're going to make a gzera that let's say you're walking in the street and you see a child playing with money in the street. You're not allowed to walk within Dalanamas of him? I mean, Inland Dever Sof. What do you can't you can't hold hands with your child? The child's why should we go there? Because you can't go into proximity of any muksa. Says the Ramban, no, there has to be a reason here why the Chachamim would say you can't do step one because you might come to step two. But says the Ramban, no. The only time that Rava asers with the tinok, with the money in the hand, is when you're holding the child. So when you're holding the child who has the money in his hand, so that's already a step one. That's already considered a quasi-tiltal of the money. So there we're worried that the child then drops it later, so then you might come to pick it up. And that's why it's usser. But if you're not holding the child, you're just walking next to the child, you're holding the child's hand even, that's not called holding the child, and therefore we're not going to be gozer in that case. Because then, in Lodav Rasov, you'd be gozer in every case. So it's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban on our Gemara, and it's two deos in Shulchan Aruch. If you look at Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Tes, the Shulchan Aruch quotes both of these opinions. He says, you're allowed to hold a child who's holding a stone. Again, it comes up sometimes. Let's say you have to carry your child who's holding a Dvar Muksa, and you're leaving somewhere, and you have to go. So says the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to carry the child if holding a stone, and you're not worried about the tiltul of the Evan, as long as it's a case where the child's going to get sick if you don't carry him. Right, that's what the Ukimta of the Gemara. But if he's not going to get sick, you have to make him drop the Dvar Muksa. And even if he's going to get sick, lo itiru ela evan, only a stone. But by a dinar, afil lecho the tinok biyado, even just holding the child's hand and him walking, his walking usr. V'yesh omrim, according to Ramban, no, shelo usru, only when you're holding the tinok, but not when you're walking with the tinok. Okay, so it's two deos in the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Tes. Okay. Tanya Kavasi de Rava, fourth line. Says a brisa that proves Rava, like Rava. Which Rava? Not the Rava that we just had two lines ago, but the Rava that we have, the main Rava that we're talking about, on the bottom of the beginning of the Gemara. Tanya Kavasi de Rava, a brisa that holds like Rava, who says that when you hold, again, when you hold a child who's holding something, it's as if you're holding that other object. Hamotzi Caleb Mekupalin. If you carry out folded clothing, Umanachem Achseifo, you have your talus on your shoulder, folded. V'sandala v'tabosa biyado, or you're carrying your shoes or rings, chayiv. So you're chayiv, because that's not called wearing. So that's hotzah. You're carrying out clothing. You're carrying out other items. We've discussed in the past a little bit, are shoes called clothing? A different halacha context. Here, sandalav are separate from kelav. Right, regarding, you have to change your clothes for Shabbos. You have to have separate Shabbos shoes. What if you're a person, Shrus Yaakov, I think, has a tshuva? What if you make a neder about certain types of clothing, or shoes included? The Sharm HaZerim Balacha quotes that a couple times in our Masechta. Whenever you have one of these lines of clothing and shoes not in the same, not included in the same list, so he talks about whether shoes are called clothing. So here they're separated also. So if you're carrying any of this chayiv, vim hayimulu bashman patur, but if you're wearing them patur, if you wear clothes, that's batal to you, and therefore you're allowed to wear them, that's no hotzah issue. Hamotzi, the second line though, hamotzi adam, but if you carry a person, the kalav alav, visandalav baraglav etabosabi adav, and the person is wearing all of his clothes or shoes or rings, etc., pater, then you'd be pater, because that's bottle to them, and chaynos is asmo. The ilu hotzion kamoshein chayev, but if you carry out the person, mashma, who would be carrying the clothes and not wearing the clothes, you would be chayev, which is a riot to Rava, who says the case of it. If you're carrying the tino's carrying the kiss, you'd be chayev for that too. There is a little difficulty in the Rashi here, because here it says adam, talking about a person. And look what Rashi says, putter. Why would you be putter if you're carrying the person who's wearing the clothes? Rashi, about the fifth skinny line, the begad of bali legabei va'alav hu putter karebi nasan. Right? You're putting like Rabbi Nasan. It's Rabbi Nasan. What do you mean? Everybody agrees chayno says asma. That's what we said. Tosfos skiddish on the bottom, on top of the dalad, to explain the Gemara, is that, oh, we're talking about a baby is like an animal. So that's what the machlok is there, between Rabbi Nasan. But regular chayno says asma seems to be, everybody agrees to that. The only question is how far you extend it. So I'm not sure what pshat is of that Rashi. Tosfos didn't relate to the Rashi, but I'll leave it with Sarach Ian, because the pashas of the Adam sounds like a person, not dafka, a child. Unless that's how Rashi interpreted the Gemara. Or Rashi had a different answer to the original question. Let's continue. Two dots. Kalkalava Evan Besocha, the Mishnah had said that if you have a basket with a stone in it, you're allowed to be metaltel the basket. Via my tabi kalkala basas lover haasur. Why should you be able to be metaltel the basket? The basket should be a basis. As we've had in the past, if you have a muksa item on something that's not muksa, then the non-muksa item on the bottom becomes muksa, becomes a basis. Different svar is what a basis is, but it supports it, and therefore it should be muksa too. So Amar Rav Arachan or Rav Yochanan, Hacha b'kalkala malei aperis askinon. No, here we're talking about no problem, because we're talking about a basis, l'davar ha'asr, u'l'davar ha'mutter. We're talking about a basis that has muksa and non-muksa items in it, and as long as the non-muksa items are chashuv, so then you don't say it's muksa. So that's what we're talking about. Says the Gemara, the v'lishadin l'peire, why don't you at least throw the fruit out, v'nishti la'evin, and throw the stone out, meaning turn over the basket where it is. So you don't have to be metalta the whole thing to wherever you're going. Turn over the basket, dump out the stone, put the fruit back in the basket, and then be on your way. What do you have to be metalta the stone for? So Gemara says, evin continue be a diamond. Take the fruit back in your hands and put it in the basket. But peiros hamitinov. You know, we're talking about the types of fruit that if you pour it out, they'd get disgusting and dirty, and you wouldn't be able to pick them up and take them. And just like Rav said it in a different context, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes, so to hear, that's what we must be talking about. So why don't you just at least, okay, you can't pour them on the floor. How about just shaking the basket around in order to get the stone onto one side, and then you'll, let's say, shake out the stone. Right? You don't dump everything out. Will that work? So I'm a Rav. The pashas of the Gemara here is that, okay, you're right, we should be able to do that, therefore you have to come up with another ukimta. Hacha, what are we talking about in our Mishnah? V'kalkala p'chus a'ah. So you see on the side, sar macherim ella, right? Some people have an ella. We've noted it in the past. Ella always means new possibility, new suggestion in the Gemara. Without an Ella, it's usually building on what was before. So here there's no Ella in our Gemara. There's an Ella on the side, different Girsos. So let's say Ella, Rava, Hacha, Bakalkala, Bechusa, Askidan. No, we're talking about a basket that had a hole in it. The Evan Gufa Nasis Dofen Lakalkala. The Evan, the stone itself, was placed into the basket in order to fill up the hole. So it's buttled to the basket. That's why you're allowed to carry the basket. Because the Evan is now part of the wall of the basket. Similar to what we had a couple of weeks ago, when you have a gourd that you're putting in the well in order to fish out some water. So also, they used to put a stone in order to weigh it down. As long as it was in there in a stable way, it's not muksa anymore because it's part of the basket. Oh, so it's not a stone anymore. That's what it sounds like. What's a little difficult is the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos here. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos says you're allowed to carry a stone in a basket as long as you have three tanaim, three conditions. As long as you have fruit in the basket also. As long as it's fruit that if you throw them out, they'll be dirty, so you can't throw them out. And as long as the stone takes the place of the wall of the basket. As long as you have those three conditions, you can carry the basket. That's what Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos. Asks the commentaries on the Rambam, what do you mean? From the Gemara, once the stone's part of the wall, then you don't need the other two conditions. What do you mean? You need, once it's a part of the wall, then you don't need fruit in the basket. That's the Rambam I'm talking about. So if you look in the, so first of all, I don't have an explanation for the Rambam, but the Rambam obviously first thought there's no Ella there. And that's why he put them all together, and he must have had a different understanding. That maybe it's not totally in the wall. But if you look in the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, he was Choserbo. The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah quotes it like we would have understood it. That if it's part of the wall, so then that is why you are allowed to be metaltalit. So that we find this in a number of places. The Rambam writes one thing in the Mishnah in the Pirush Mishnayos and one thing in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes Kalkala Shaisa Nekuva V'Sasam Nekev Shalah BeEven Mutzur LeTaltala Shari HaEven Nasis Kedofen. No other conditions. That's it. So the Rambam maybe later found the Girsa of Ella and therefore changed his mind. That is the Rambam. Those are interesting discussions some Achronim have on this case. The old walking on Shabbos and realizing you have money or pen in your pocket. So what do you do? So what do most of us do, right? So we like hold our jacket upside down, hold our pants upside down, and let it fall out based on this Gemara. Like, what does the Gemara say? If you have a Dvar Muksa, the best thing to do, you have a basket, turn it over, shake it out, get it out. Right? It's better not to be metals. If you're in a place without an Eruv, then it comes up. Is it better not to stop? Because once you stop, it's a Hanacha. So that's a separate issue. But let's say it's just a Muksa issue. You're in a place with an Eruv, but you realize you have Muksa on you, right? You, even though in Bab Malikin, it says that you have to check your pockets, right? But to make sure you have no muksa. But let's say it's Shabbos and you have muksa. So that's what we say. You turn it over somehow, shake it out, as it says in our Gemara. The issue here is a muksa issue. The havamin. I'm sorry. Because even if you have a davar hamutar and davar haaser or basas, it's still better maybe to spill out the davar hamuksa if you don't have to take it. That's what it sounds like. Gemara continues. Metaltel and Shruma. The Gemara says you're allowed to be Metaltel, Shruma Temeya, with Shruma Tahora and with Chulin. Amar Rav Chisda Lo Shana Elisha Tahora Lamata V'Temeya Lamala. That's only if, picture two layers of fruit in the basket, that's only if the Tahor Shruma is on the bottom and the Tamei Shruma is on top. That's when you have to be Metaltel, because what are you supposed to do? But Tahora Lamala V'Temeya Lamata. But if the Tahora Shruma is on top of the basket, then you can't carry the whole basket. Shokalei Tahora V'Shokalei Temeya. Just take the Tahor stuff out. It's on top. I ask the Gemara, even if the tar stuff is on top, why don't you just dump out the tame stuff on top, and then you'll be left with the tar stuff? So Amar Bilayim Arav, this is where Rav said, the pears have been askina. No, we're talking about a case where if you dump out the fruit, it'll get dirty. You'll never be able to use it again. So therefore, you don't have to dump it on the ground. You're allowed to be metaltel the whole thing. Meisve, a brisa says, metaltel shuma tamei tahorim v'machulin. The brisa says you're allowed to be metaltel shuma tamei with tahora. It doesn't matter where it is. Bein shat tahora lamalav tamei lamata. Bein shat tamei lamalav tahora lamata. So this brisa is against the way that Rav Chisda explained our Mishnah. The brisa says you're allowed to be metaltel the basket no matter where the truma is, even if it's on top. And the way Rav Chisda explained the Mishnah was that no, you're only allowed to be metaltel the basket if the truma is on the bottom. But if the truma is on top, you got to take the truma out. Answers the Ketuv to the Rav Chisda. So Amar Lachar Rav Chisda. The answer is no. Masdisin Lansarach Gufo Brais Lansarach Makomo. In the Mishnah, why are you forced? Why does Rav Chisda say you have to take out the Truma Tahora? It's because you want to use the Truma Tahora. That's your purpose here. So if you want to use the Truma Tahora, then just take out the Truma Tahora. But the Brais's case is where you want to use the spot where the basket is. So it's not so much that you want the Truma Tahora. You want this basket out of here. So if you want the basket out of here, that's where you're allowed to pick up the whole basket and move it away with Tzorech Bekomo. Alright, so this is a big Chiddush, because this, we're not talking about a Klisha Machvel Isser here. We're talking about Muksa Machvel Gufo. Or we're talking about inherent Muksa. What you see from here, and we'll see a little bit on Amud Beis also, some Shitos say that when you have an item that is Muksa Machvel Gufo, and especially if it's not purely Muksa Machvel Gufo, it's a Basis L'davar Asal Davar Hamutter, so that's allowed to be moved with Tzorech Gufo. It's not purely directly moving Muksa Machvel Gufo for Tzorech Mekomo, right? That's not the example here. It's moving a busless Ladavar also Davar Hamutter Letzarech Mekomo. That's what's allowed according to this opinion. It's against Abaya. Which Abaya?
Well, you said that you can't move
You can't. Well, the more limited one. By Abaya, Abaya has even limited approach to Klisha Machvel Isser. Right? Even a Klisha Machvel Isser is more limited according to Abaya. Well, we're going to get to another Abaya Amud Beis. We'll have to figure out then how to put all the Abayas together. He probably would not extend it to this case unless he would say it's better because it's the Davar Hamutter also. So I'm not sure. So it says the Gemara, my duke the Rav Chisda looking at the Masis of Tzorech Gufo. Why did Rav Chisda have to have such a? Why did he, was he moking the Mishnah as Tzorech Gufo? Why didn't he stop saying the Mishnah says you're allowed to do it? Why can't he say it's so much Tzorech Komo and you can take the whole basket like the Brisa? Amar Rava, no. Rava says, you know why Rav Chisda did it? Masisa Kavasi Daika. The Mishnah is Meduyuk like him because it has to fit into the next Mishnah. The Tani Sefer, because the next Mishnah, Amud Beis, says, Ma'osh alakar, if you have money on a pillow, Menaris akar ve'y, no clothes. You have to shake off the pillow, shake off the pillow, and then the money falls off. Don't be metaltel the whole pillow. V'yomar Rabba Barachana, Rabbi Yochanan, and on that Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo shon el sarach gufo. When are you forced to do this, to shake it off and not move it at all? When el sarach gufo, you want to use the pillow. You want to use the pillow, so you shake off the money. Avol el sarach makomo. But if you only want the place where the pillow is, metaltel v'odin alav, then you just take the pillow as is and move it away. Umi desef el sarach gufo. And because the next Mishnah is talking about a case, which is sarach gufo, that is why Rav Chisda also interpreted our Mishnah as Tzorech Gufo to be parallel. Fine. Next discussion. Rav Yehuda Omer, the last line of our Mishnah. The Mefarshim discussed what this is doing here. We're not going to get into it, but it's a good question. This doesn't have anything to do with Muksa or Tiltol. The last line. Those of you who came in late, we discussed that the last line of the Mishnah says that you're allowed to be Ma'ale Meduma. It means if Truma falls into Chulin, and you don't have 100 in the Chulin to be Mevato the Truma. Let's say you have 99. Still not enough. The entire mixer is now called Meduma, and only a Kohen is allowed to eat it. But if there is 100 in the mixture of Chulin to Keneged the Truma, so it's 101 now altogether, then we say the Truma is Batel. But you have to take one out and give it to the Kohen. That's Ma'alin Es HaMeduma. So it says, Rav Yehuda, you're even allowed to do that on Shabbos. Ma'alin Es HaMeduma Be'achad HaMeya. You can take that one out and give it to the Kohen on Shabbos. You're probably Ma'alin the Meduma. Via Ma'ayas, the Gemara, V'haka Misakein. Aren't you being Misakein? Because before this, you can't eat it, and now you're being Misakein. We know you're not allowed to be Ma'afresh regular Truma, so Ma'ayas on Shabbos and Yontif. That's Misakein, right? So why are you allowed to be Ma'alin Meduma? And Rabbi Yehuda, so the Gemara said, no, maybe, who is Rabbi Yehuda holding like? Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara has three possibilities. First, the Gemara suggests Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eliezer, Sfirale. He holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Which Rabbi Eliezer? The Amar Truma Be'en Machta, who holds that Truma Be'en stays as a unit Machta when it lies in the mixture. The Truma always stays as itself. What's this talking about? Ditznan. Let's see the Mishnah in Trumos, and then we'll relate it back. Sa'ar Truma, Shnafal Pachas Mimeyav, and Nidzma'u. Interesting case. What if you have a Sa'ar of Truma, and it fell into Chulin, and it was only 99 of Chulin? So therefore, the whole thing became a Duma. And then another a Sa'ar of that new mixture falls into a second basket. Okay, so now some of the Meduma fell into the second basket. A, so you have A of saw A falls into mixture A, and then something from that falls into mixture B. So what do you consider that new item that fell into mixture B? Do I treat that as full truma, truma vadai, and I assume the same saw that fell in the first time fell in the second time, or do I say no, only a percentage of like one hundredth of a saw fell in? Nafkamina, how much do I need in the second mixture to be mevata what fell in? Do I consider it as if Trumavadai fell in? Or do I consider it as if only 1/100, because it's only Meduma in the first mixture? So it's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Lezer holds Medamas Ketrumas Vadai. You consider it's Medama the second mixture as if Trumavadai fell in. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, you consider as if any Truma that falls into a mixture as being being separate within the mixture. It retains its own identity, and therefore, says Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Eliezer, when you take, or something, a truma falls out of this mixture, you assume that it could be that the truma itself fell out of the mixture, and that's why you have to treat the second mixture as if truma vali fell in. What's going to be important for us is that he holds its own entity, so that's why L'inyin Hilcha Shabbos also is going to be considered its own entity. You're not being misakin anything. It's already separate. It's already metuka and kvar. That's why it's going to be mutter on Shabbos. That's why we're going to relate to Shita Shabbos Yezer. The Chum Omer and the Chum there say, no. The Chum say, no. When the second Sa'ah, when the Sa'ah falls into the second mixture, you only medamea, you know, in according to the percentage that of truma that fell to the first one. You don't treat the whole thing as truma v'adai. That's the machlokas tanoim in the case of truma. But what's important for us is Rabbi Eliezer holds that you consider it as if the truma itself stays by itself and it fell into the next mixture. So just like he says that, so too says the Gemara, maybe he's like the Tan of our Mishnah who says you're allowed to take it off on Shabbos because it's considered as if it is its own entity in the mixture itself. So you're not being misakin anything. It's kind of separate by itself. Says the Gemara that, one second, Amar the Shamas like Lachumra, Lakulami Shamas Lai. Rabbi Eliezer Shita, he says it's considered by itself, Lachumra, meaning in terms of falling into the next mixture, you need 100 to be Mavato, the new Sa'ah. But does he say a Lakula, that you'll have a Kula for Hilcha Shabbos? That we never found. So who says he says it, even Lakula? So we say, okay, our Mishnah that says that you're allowed to be Ma'ala Meduma can't be that opinion. Maybe it's the following opinion. Elohu Da'amar Krib Shimon. Maybe it's like the following Shita of Rib Shimon. Kiditznan. As the Mishnah again says in Trumos, Sa'at Shuma Shanafal Lameya. A Sa'at Shuma that fell into 100, meaning it was Batel. We said 100 to 1. Okay, general things need less than 100 to be Mevatelet. Most things need Shishim, 60. But Shuma is special, it needs 100 to 1. Kelai Karim is special, it needs an Arla 200 to 1. So a few things are exceptional.
Even Rabbi Lesser, if it's 100 to 1, makes you agree that it's Batel.
Yes, even Rabbi Lazar says that it is Batel, but, and you have to take out one. But the Chiddush of Rabbi Lazar is that the next
less
step.
Than that, then it retains it.
Then, less than that, it retains it, and if it falls into the next one, is it Madama Lefi Cheshbon or Madama Kishuma is Batel? Next Mishnah. So the Mishnah says that it's Sa'at Shuma that fell into 100, so it was Batel. But before you had the chance to take out that Sa'ah and give it to the Kohen, another Sa'ah fell in. So now, if you add up the two Sa'ahs that fell in, so now you have more than 1 to 100. Right? Because you have 2 to 100, 2 to 102. Sa'at Shuma Shanafal Lameya, and you didn't get a chance to take it out. Another one fell in. Harizu Asura, says the Tanakama. Asur. Why? Because now you have two sa'as of truma in this mixture of 102, and that's more, that's too high of a percentage of truma. Rib Shimon Matir, Rib Shimon is Matir. Havamina, why is he Matir? Because he holds that the truma retains its own identity, even Lakula. It's his own, yes, it fell in, it's batel, and you have to take it out, but it's wherever it is, it's separate inside. So therefore, when the second one falls in, it's not mixing with the first truma that fell in, because the first truma is separate. So maybe he's the opinion that says in our Mishnah that you can be mal on Shabbos, because again, it's not being misakin, because it's already separate in the mixture. Says the Gemara again, no way. Umimai, how do you know this is, how do you know that's the Svara for Reb Shimon? Zilma, Hasabakim Iflagi. That machlokas over there is based on something else. The Tanakama, Savar, Avagabza, Naflu, Bazakar, Zekam, and Naflu, Basakas, Dami. Says the Tanakama, because you didn't take out the Truma in between, so it's as if the two fell in at the same time. Vahalacham Shinafla, Vahalacham Shinafla. So you only have, if you split up to try to be Mavatel, each one, you only have 50 to each. And that's why it is a usur. Rib Shimon is not because the truma is considered separate. But Rib Shimon savar kamaisa batel b'meya. What's called kama batel. Each one it fell in, so it's batel. Boom. Not that it's separate, but it's batel, and now it takes on the status of chulin. That's why it's not because it's separate. B'hati batel b'chad b'meya v'chad. And now there's 101 to be mavatel the second truma that falls in. So again, we're stuck. We don't know who the author of our Mishnah is. Who does Rabbi Yehud in our Mishnah hold like? So we had two possibilities and we rejected it. So the Gemara finally says, a third possibility. Elohu da'amar k'Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Maybe Elohu da'amar Shimon ben Elazar. Who says what? The time of Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Nosin eina besadzeva ochel misadach. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that to be ma'alet medume on Shabbos, you don't even have to do anything. You could just look to one side of your field, one side of the basket and say, you know what? Later on, tomorrow, I'm going to give that piece as truma. And then you're allowed to eat from the other side of the basket. You don't even have to do anything. So according to that opinion, you don't even have to do anything. So when you do something, it's not really called misakin, because you didn't really have to do that. That is the final opinion of the Gemara. This is what you're allowed to do about Meduma. Tosfos and Gittin says you're not allowed to do this about real Tevel. Meaning, there's something called Ola B'machshava by Tevel also. Let's say you look at one side of your field and you say, I'm going to give that to Trumas and Maisers on after Shabbos, and you eat from the other field. That is not allowed. Hopefully we're going to finish first the next Amud, but if we have time, there's a beautiful piece of Lamdas. Rav Shechter has an Ikvei Atzon regarding what's the difference between being Mala Meduma and Mala Tevel. But hopefully at the end, if we have time, I'll come back to it. But is it considered out? No, because you want to eat right now. Okay, but you have to set the portion aside in order to eat right now. So it's not a chana, because I'm doing it for what I need right now. It comes out that something I'm going to have to do something after Shabbos, but I'm going to, you know, I'm doing it for a tzorech midi, a tzorech right now. That's why it wouldn't be called a chana. So says the Gemara, Umisara lekavase, is it really possible to say there be Yehuda in our Mishnah, who says that you're allowed to be Mala Meduma on Shabbos, holds like that sheet of Shimon Elazar, but we have a brisa that seems to say they argue. The Tanya, the brisa that Tosefta says that you're allowed to be Mala Meduma in 101, right? If you had 101, you take one off. Rav Shimon Elazar, Omer, no sin, so it sounds like Rav Shimon Elazar argues with Rabbi Yehuda. So we're trying to say that Rabbi Yehuda is holding like Rav Shimon Elazar. So Gemara says, you're right. It's Rabbi Yehuda adifa midi Rabbi Shimon Elazar. No, fundamentally they agree. Rabbi Yehuda is just going one step further, that you're actually allowed to take it off because of Issa b'machshava. Because you're eight, you don't have to take it off. Therefore, you're allowed to take it off on Shabbos. So, right, so therefore, they're not arguing. One is just going one step further than the other one. Fine. Next Mishnah. If somebody has a barrel with a stone on top of the barrel, you're allowed to lean the barrel, tilt the barrel to the side, so the rock falls off, and then you can take the wine out from the barrel. What if your barrel that you want to drink from is in between five other barrels? So there's no other place to tilt that barrel that you want to drink from. So what you're allowed to do, says the Mishnah, is to lift it up, be magbia it, and then take it to wherever, matal sita, then tilt it, and the rock falls off. So you notice what I just said. Take it to wherever, and so is that really true? Look at Rashi. Magbia. Rashi magbia. Magbia lachavis kula. Take the barrel, umisalcha mibeta chavios, and remove it from amongst the barrels. Visha matal sita. And there be matal sita. Any indication from Rashi how were you allowed to take it? Rabbi Kiva Eger, when he read this Rashi, he thought he focused on the word visham. He says, you're allowed to pick up the barrel, take it out from the chavios, visham matal tzida. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Rashi sounds like, right when you get it out from the barrels, you got to stop. Right there, you got to take the muksa off. You have to tilt it. Visham matal tzida. And therefore, he wonders why that is. Because we passed it in Shulchan Aruch that if you were allowed to put a dvar muksa in your hand, you picked it up a heter, you're allowed to then put it wherever you want. You don't have to put it down at the first earliest spot. Right, like a klishim l'achtel iser. Let's say you're setting your table, you want to put your plate down, and you left the scissors, you left a stapler, you left anything on the Shabbos table. So you pick it up, but you have to drop it the second you leave the room? No! Once it's in your hand, we pass, you're allowed to put it down wherever you want. So the answer, Mickey Vager, why should Rashi have a limit? Again, is it 100% mukhrach that Rashi means? That's how he understood that word in Rashi. V'sham mata al tzida. Remove it from amongst the barrels. And then Visham. So does Visham mean and there, wherever you take it? That's one way to read Rashi. Kivega read it the other way. Visham, right, when you get away from the barrels, Matal Tzita.
Is this where the rock is functioning as the lid of the barrel?
We had that discussion a couple weeks ago when we had this Mishnah. Is the rock functioning as the cover? So we're going to talk about that in the Gemara in a minute. Ma'os, next part of the Mishnah. Mo shalakar, manaras akar vehe no flows. If money is on a pillow, we just had this quoted on the previous Amud, you could shake off the pillow and the money falls down. Again, all of these are examples of buses, and therefore you can't touch it directly. Next halacha, nothing to do with buses. Haisa alav l'shleshes. Let's say, once we're talking about pillows, let's say you have dirt or slime on your pillow. You can wipe it off with a rag. If it's made of leather, if it's made of leather, you can even add some water. Add some water. Wow. Add some water. Because the Gemara assumes, and the Rashi quotes it here, a Gemara in Zvachim, that leather doesn't get cleansed with water. Even though we mentioned yesterday, most other substances, water is a big no-no, but leather is not as much of a problem. Right? With leather shoes, and other things, which tomorrow we'll talk about this later. Amra funamarab lo shanu. Sorry, have a ma'abed. Not with water. Water doesn't cause ma'abed. Oil, we mentioned yesterday. Oil causes ma'abed. All these examples where you're allowed to tilt, you're allowed to move, etc., that's only if you forgot the rock on there. Shocheach. But if you dafka put it there and you wanted it to be put there, then it's a basis of davar ha'aser. Then it's a basis. What if you wanted to put it there as a cover? So I think the Gemara that we had a couple of weeks ago discussed that you might have to do something in order to make it as a cover, to make it nikar that it is a cover. But either way, if you have that kavana, maybe that's enough too. But here we're not talking about that. But if it's meniach, if you let put it there specifically, nasa basis of davar ha'aser. Continue. Who is the Tana? So who is there any other Tana in Shas who says that if you have a choice, whether to be metaltel, a dvar usur or a dvar mutter, you choose the dvar mutter to be metaltel in. For example, here, you can either knock off the rock where you are and then take the barrel out. But the Mishnah says, no, you have to lift up the barrel, take it out, then tilt. So who is the one that says to do that you should always be osik behetera? Amar Abba Avrachana, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Gamlieli, it's Rabbi Shimon Gamlieli in Maseches Beitza, that's not the Mishnah says in Beitza, about Borer on Yontif, Habor Ken Yisbi Yontif. Borer, there are different halachas of Borer on Shabbos and on Yontif. Shabbos, we know. Borer, you always do Ochem, Toksoles, Biyan, Miyan. On Yantif is not so simple. On Yantif, we'll see what the halacha is. Habarkin needs to be Yantif. You're separating beans on Yantif. Beishami Aram Borav Ochel VaOchel. Beishami says, yeah, you take out the Ochel and you eat it. That's what you should do. Similar to Shabbos. Or Beis Hillel Omrim, no. Beis Hillel says, Borer Kidarko. You separate Kidarko, which means Psolas Mitoch Ochel. Because that's a normal way of separating on Yantif. Becheiko Batamcho. You can even use a kli, a sieve or a sifter. That's what Beis Hillel Shita on Borer on Yantif. V'tanya Arbishim Gamliel. Arbishim Gamliel explains Beis Hillel. By that, remember, when do you say you should take the psoles? Sheha ochel maruba ala psoles. That's the Iker rule by Yantif. Always do what's less tircha. So if the ochel is more than the psoles, so then Beis Hillel says you can take the psoles. Avo psoles maruba ala ochel, divrei hakol bar ochel. But if the psoles is more, so then divrei hakol, you take the ochel. Therefore, you see, suggests the Gemara at this point. So our Tanas, who says you have to be osik and taking the barrel, so too, that's like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's interpretation of Beis Hillel, who says that you're borer the ochel. You borer the ochel in the case where psoles is merubah ala ochel. Says the Gemara, one second. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel doesn't always say you should be osik in the heter. V'ha-ha-cha d'chi ochel merubah ala psoles tami. Our Gemara is like ochel merubah ala psoles. Right? It's like, yeah, it's the, right, because the barrel is more ochel merubah ala psoles. And there's less tircha by just knocking off the rock. So what do you mean? This is like Rosh Hashanah. It shouldn't work in our Mishnah because our Mishnah is comparable to a case of ochel meruba ala psoles, meaning the tircha of the ochel would be more than the tircha of the psoles. It would be much easier for you to just knock off the rock. So Gemara said no. Hachanami, no. Here too, you wouldn't say that. Kivan di iboy lemishka lemishtaka leyana deshakale leeven kipsoles meruba ala ochel dami. No. Let's say if you want to drink all the wine in this barrel. So at some point, you're going to have to lift the barrel up from between the barrels, take it out and tilt it over. So you're going to have to do that anyway. So if you take the rock off, and then you're going to have to do that later, that's more tircha. It's less tircha to take the whole thing out, you're going to have to do that anyway, and then tilt it off, instead of being metal to lipi adayim, and taking it off there. So the Gemara, that's the maskana, that the Mishnah is like a Shimon Gamliel. But the Yisod about Borer B'yantif is that you always go by less. The less tircha one is what's mutter on Yantif. So it just says if it's between the barrels, you lift up the barrel. Tanya, Reb Yossi Omer. There is a big discussion in the Achronim here. You have a rock on top of the barrel and the wine's in the barrel. Why isn't the barrel a basis lover us lover a mutter? Right, the barrel is holding the wine and the rock. Yeah. So one approach to Machronim say is that no, here the rock, the Dabar HaAsar is blocking the Dabar HaMutter. Now you have two things next to each other. If it's blocking the Dabar HaMutter, then it's not called a Basar HaMutter, A. B, others say that no, the rim of the barrel is only a Basar HaDabar HaAsar. The inside of the barrel is a Basar to the wine, but the walls of the barrel is just a Basar to the rock. So you have two Basars here. So it's not a basis of rasa davar mutter, and therefore you wouldn't have that heter. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Ha'isa Hachavis Munachas BaOtzar. If the chavis is in an otzar in a storehouse, Oshay Klei Schuchas B'Dachen Tachteho, you have glass bottles around it, so you can't just tilt it over. Magbil Abakam Acher Matar Altidav Yinofelas, so you have to take it out, lean it over, and it falls. V'Dotel Emen Hashis Sarach L'Matzir L'Koma, and then you can take out whatever you want and return it. What is this adding that the Mishnah didn't say? I'm not sure. Maybe the last line Matzir L'Koma, you can put it back in. But that's a similar case to the Mishnah. Moshe ala kariyah money on the pillow. Amar b'chei barashi amarav. Lo shorana l'b'shocheyach v'minich bat nazabaz davar aso. Like we said before, when you allow to do this by knocking the, by shaking the money off the pillow, that's only by shocheyach. If you forgot the money there on Erev Shabbos, but if you dafko put it there and wanted it to be there, then it's a basis and you can't shake it off. Amar b'chanan rabbi yochanan lo shanu el lazar gufo. This is what we had on the previous amud. When do you have to do this? When lazar gufo, you want to use the pillow. Therefore, we make you shake the, off the money and then take the pillow. Abul lazar b'koma. But if you want the place where the pillow is, metaltel of odin olav, then you're allowed to be metaltel even though the money is on it. Again, it's an example of a tzarech makomo, which is not talking about a klishim lataliso. This is muksam apas gufo, but again, it's not moving it directly. So again, you see some shitos that you have a heter of tzarech makomo where you're not moving the muksa directly. So he also says you have a heter of tzarech makomo. Moshe ala kar minayer armar boshia shachar ani b'chater minichalav kikaratino metaltela. Rav Oshia says, if you forgot your wallet in the yard, and you want to bring your wallet in, it's muksa. So what do? You put a kikaratinok on it. You put a cookie or a baby on top of it, and therefore, the wallet all of a sudden becomes secondary to the baby or the kikar, and you can be metaltel the whole unit. Amr of Yitzchak Shachach Levena Bechatzer, if you forgot a brick in the chatzer, also muksa. Meniachala kikaratinok metaltela. Put a kikaratinok on it, and be metaltel. Amr of Yehuda Bar Shela, Amr of Yasi, Pamacha Shachachu, Daski Malaya, Mos Besartia. One time I forgot my money purse in the street. Rabbi Yochanan says, put a kikaratinok on it. Right, so all these examples. All of these are allowed if you the kikaratinok is only allowed if you forgot the item there. But if you put it there, then the heter of kikaratinok doesn't work. Ravashi Amar, and then Ravashi says, no, we reject the whole thing. Afilu shachach namilo. Even if you forgot it there, it's not allowed. And this is what we paskin. V'lo amru kikaratinok el lameis bilvad. The only heter of kikaratinok is what we had on Daf Lamed by David HaMelech. When David HaMelech died, Shlomo HaMelech, they said, put a kikaratinok on him. But we don't say you have a heter of kikaratinok to move any muksa that you want. Dafka letzorech hameis, that's where we say it is mutter. Abaya manach kapa kipi. Abaya, when he wanted to move, some bundles, he put a spoon on top of the bundles. Rava manach sakina abaryona umetazla. Rava put a knife on top of a raw piece of yona, of dove, and he was metaltel it in that way. Amar of Yosef, kama charifa shmaitz the darziki. Wow, these young lads think they're so smart. The Rabbanan only allowed you to put something on, even the people who say it's mutter, it's only by shocheach, not by meniach, that if you left it there, and they left it here. Amar Abaya, so Abaya, so the two, Abaya and Rava answer, Rav Yosef, alright, Yilav to Adam Chashev Ana, if I wasn't such a Talmud Chacham, and I wouldn't want people to get mistaken, Kaba Kipi Lamli, I wouldn't even put the stone there, put the spoon there. Really, it was mutter anyway, why? Hachaz Lemizgalayu. I could have sat on the bundles. I didn't hold it was muksa at all. I did it for the Mishur Sadin, so people wouldn't think anything of me. And I'm Rava the same thing. I know you love the Adam Chashavanah. Sakina bar Yonah Lamali. Also, if I wasn't a Tabar Chacham and people would look at me, so then I wouldn't have even put the knife on the bar Yonah. Why? Hachazel Lomsa. Because I eat it raw. You know, I eat that bird raw. So therefore, I didn't even hold that it was muksas. Therefore, don't get upset at us that we put this on it. We really didn't need it. But Lamaisa, we paskin only kikaratinok by Yemes. Okay, we'll stop here right before the word Taima. And Beth Hashem will continue tomorrow. The heter of kikaratinok by mace is to solve the tiltal problem, the muksa problem. Not the hutsah problem. Not the hutsah problem. Right, though, I mean, if you take it out, it would be malchus shvich l'gufa.